Good morning to clients and subscribers of Planning for Life and Living Money. This is Jeremy Deeds, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner, with my weekly commentary from Monday, the 24th of September 2012. Good morning. This week we're talking about financial life planning for the first time, and I'm going to take this slot each month and intersperse it with commentaries on our 10 principles of financial life planning, which we use, as well as discussions of some of the various financial strategies that are available in personal finance. So this week, though, I'm going to start with an introduction to financial life planning, talking a little bit about my personal history and where the whole concept of financial life planning came from. For some years, the financial services industry has managed to divorce life from money. There's been a deep neglect of the human side of money, and advice around money has been provided by advisors without establishing that deep connection to a client's life and feelings around money. And that hasn't really worked. And one can see that in the way that financial products have been sold, the number of complaints about the selling of financial products, and particularly the extremely poor retention rate of financial products, implying that they were sold for entirely the wrong reasons, or with the client not understanding what was available to them. The client was really no longer the client. In financial services terms, the client's money had become the client. And at the same time, amongst consumers, the pendulum had really swung so far away from spiritualism and personal integrity towards total materialism that something really had to change. And the classic story is of a potential client who came in to see a financial life planner. And the planner asked the client why they were there in his office, to which the answer was, well, here we are in our mid-50s and all we have is toys and bling. The implication being that there was absolutely no personal integrity or value in their lives. All their money had gone on spending on the toys and the bling. And lastly, of course, the world is actually changing so fast that we have to take a far more robust approach to dealing with our money, especially in the face of technological, demographic, environmental change, as well as real deep changes in society and its values. So in the face of this, what did I do? Well, I stopped selling life insurance for a big insurance company, which is no bad thing. It's not very pleasant flogging through the streets of London in the pouring rain, although that was many years ago, and moved through financial advice to become a financial planner and ultimately a financial life planner, realizing that I need to provide advice in a way which deals with the human side of money, helps clients to deal with their feelings around money, their fear, their envy, their anger, all those emotions that can derail an otherwise sound financial plan. I developed a client-centered practice with personal and professional integrity at its heart and the need for a deep understanding of both the client and the market. And I developed Navigator, which is our 10 principles for winning in a changing world. And this is available now as a booklet which you can download for free from our websites. And we use those principles all the time when we deal with clients, and it's what I'll be talking to you about on these weekly commentaries every month. And through our new website, New Business Living Money, we started to try to disseminate the whole financial life planning concept to a much wider audience. So what's been the outcome? Well, without doubt, Planning for Life has certainly helped clients to literally change their lives for the better by helping them to develop those deep personal life plans and structuring their finances and their financial architecture to help them achieve those plans. We've helped other advisors to follow suit by talking to them, presenting to them, and helping to educate them in financial life planning. And finally, we're hoping our linked business, Living Money, will be able to help people by providing financial coaching to a much wider audience. That's what it's all about, and as I say, over the next couple of months, I'll be talking from time to time about some of the concepts in Navigator. Quick bit about me. Last week I attended my last Institute of Financial Planning board meeting, and next week at our annual conference at Celtic Manor near Cardiff, I formally stand down from the board after completing my 2-3-year terms. It's been great fun. Thoroughly enjoyed it, and will be sad to leave that. Anyway, that's it from me. Next week I'll be talking from Celtic Manor about the markets again. Just to remind you, Planning for Life is authorised to provide financial advice and is regulated by the FSA. Living Money is not authorised and provides financial coaching and education service, and nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. That's it from me. Take care, have a very good week, and speak to you next week. Probably from a very wet